Vanessa, thank you. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and Land Pride attachments. Here's some of the sporting headlines. The Tasmania Jack Jumpers are one win away from their first NBL championship. It comes after Jack McVay pulled off one of the greatest shots in NBL history last night, a Hail Mary three-point shot with 2 seconds on the clock to beat Melbourne United in Game 3. They're up 2-1.
We played that audio in the first half hour of the program. We'll do it out of 7 again so you can listen to a terrific sporting moment from the weekend. West Australia have won their third straight Sheffield Shield, beating Tasmania by a whopping 377 runs. The victory sealed by an absolute screamer from Joel Parris in the gully.
In the air. Oh, what a catch. And what a way to win it. Joel Parris with a screamer. And Western Australia, the benchmark of Australian domestic cricket, have their third Shield title in a row. And if you're going to do it like that.
And not too many players even go close to being household names in the WA side. Once they lost Cameron Bancroft, Inglis did play but didn't really contribute with a bat. Blokes like Gannon with the ball took a stack of wickets. Great performance by WA. Tasmania had been set a mammoth 538 to win with 4 sessions remaining at the Wacker after West Australia dominated with a bat in both innings.
Vossie, GWS and the Swans are first and second respectively on the AFL ladder after their wins over the weekend. Last night, the Giants smashed West Coast 108-43. Are they still stinking it up like they have the last few years? Are they West Coast? While the Swans beat Essendon 131-101 at the SCG on Saturday night.
7 teams in the AFL without a victory. Brisbane, Adelaide, Richmond, Collingwood, North Melbourne, Hawthorn, West Coast. 7 teams without a win. A pitcher invader at Friday night's clash between Adelaide and Geelong has been charged and will face court in June. There have been calls by some, including our own Jared Waitley, for the AFL to ban the invader for life. Here's how it played out on Friday night at Adelaide Oval.
Ollie Henry comes through, can't mark. There's a whistle. And there's an idiot on the ground.
Oh, yep. Wow. Engaged
right
with the players.
In the middle of the play. Yep.
So grabbing hold of Crouch.
That's just madness. Now the players.
Benny Keys,
the players are targeting
over.
Him because the security blokes couldn't hold him. And the players took it into their own hands.
Benny Keys has done an Andrew Simons and said, I've had enough of this. And now there's four security guards piled on top of him.
That's pretty alarming.
It really is, Joe.
Intruder could get to the players in live action and grab hold of one of them. Makes me wonder if the security staff just enjoy watching the footy here rather than... I can't think of a moment like that in footy in many a year where an intruder has got into the play and at the players.
Yep, security just start enjoying the game.
That's it, just enjoy that. I think taser. I really do. I have no dramas with pitch invader being taken out the back and tasered hangover salt in the face.
Ferrari's Carlos Sainz
at all.
Carlos Sainz has won the Australian Grand Prix after Max Verstappen retired after 5 laps with his rear brakes catching fire. The Spaniard only had his appendix removed 16 days ago. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah,
Carlos
Sainz.
Appendicitis.
Sainz. Yeah.
16. Picking up his first win since last year's Singapore Grand Prix. Well, no one's won, have they, apart from Max?
Piastri got fourth. Piastri fourth, which was something. And Lady of Camelot won the Golden Slipper on Saturday, giving Gay Waterhouse a record 8th win in the great race.
Storm Boy's got the run on the inside. Coleman wide out with Lady of Camelot. It's Coleman, Lady of Camelot. Coleman ahead in front to Lady of Camelot. Coleman, Lady of Camelot. The Lady dives and Lady of Camelot got up. Lady of Camelot, a spectacular win in the Golden Slipper. Beat Coleman and third Storm Boy in front of Traffic Warden.
Brilliant call there. Great race, excitement. Can we just finish on a somber note? Race callers in Australia, Brandy, you agree, everyone tuned in right now would agree, we're incredibly talented.
Yep.
We've lost a good one over the weekend. John Russell passed away. Caller of many and a favourite of many, particularly in Victoria. So John Russell passing away, our thoughts with family and friends there. One of the great Australian callers, a tradition being carried on by people like Matt Hill and co. These days we have... It really is a super talent. As a commentator, sports commentator, I am in awe of our race callers and have been for a long time, Brandy.
Yeah,
long
time. Brilliant. Thanks for making the switch to SEN 1170 AM, the home of sport in Sydney. Our Great Southern Bank open line number is 1300 01 1170. Lines are available. Jump on for your chance to be our Club Med Caller of the Week. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments.